You throw salt. I'll knock on wood. Friday the 13th is one unlucky day for women. A study in the American Journal of Psychiatry revealed that women have a higher than 60% risk of dying in traffic accidents on Friday the 13th. For men, bless their less superstitious stars, Friday the 13th is just another day, with a mere 2% risk of not making it past midnight. If you have an irrational fear of Friday the 13th, add this title to your playlist. Paraskevidecatriaphobia. A milder condition is triskaidekaphobia, fear of the number 13. If you suffer from both, throw a few grains of salt over your left shoulder. Next, crawl back into bed, on the right side if you're super superstitious. I wonder if there's a condition for fear of long and unpronounceable fears. If so, I've got dibs on that one. Friday the 13th doesn't make me anxious, although I understand the obsession. All the focus spent worrying about events that could happen and attempts that might fail is distracting. Take my quirks. I can bash out work on the computer when left alone, but if anyone watches over my shoulder, I start to think about the keys, and suddenly I make mistakes and forget how to type. Same goes for playing piano. I spent years tickling the plastics in the privacy of my family home. Since I performed in only a handful of compulsory recitals, no one besides my piano teacher watched me play, and the old dear, in her early hundreds, regularly dozed off mid-song, so her attention didn't count for much. The problem resurfaced every June, that traumatic month when I took my Royal Conservatory of Music exam. Before an intimidating stranger, I had mere minutes to showcase a year's worth of practicing and memorizing. While waiting to hear my name called, my hands shook uncontrollably. When it was time to take my place at the bench, the keys looked foreign. I'd stare, but middle C evaded me. When did I learn how to play piano?
Mummy.
I'd begin a song, race through a few bars to hurry the suffering, and then forget what notes came next. My songbook would be retrieved, and I'd lose points. Those countless hours spent memorizing music flew out the window faster than a Kardashian marriage. To bolster my nerve, I should have brought along a lucky charm, like those athletes convinced they need their lucky underwear or must let their beards grow. Note to self, no more facial depilation before my next exam, which should be an eye exam so I can find those pesky whiskers. My present-day certainty? In an age of dwindling forests, it's becoming harder to knock on wood for luck. Polymer laminates will never offer the same protective thrill. Maybe Friday the 13th is unlucky for women because we spend too much time worrying about being unlucky. Calling all women. Let's ignore the calendar and stop being superstitious. But just in case I'm wrong, keep the salt shaker handy. And don't break any mirrors.